Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah.
2-2, check, 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 1-2-2-2-2-2. Two, check. Check. Oh, motherfucking jail. Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the motherfucking bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It is Manic Monday, October 14, 2013. I'm Vincent Bay, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. 2-2-2-1-2, is this thing on? Okay. Yes, I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Land. I hope you're all enjoying your Monday night. I'm still enjoying my coffee here. You know, I apologize for the music intro being so long. I'm a slacker, and I know that's surprising. I'm sure you can't tell on the outside, but I'm really just winging this whole thing, to be honest. This is all just done by the seat of my pants. I just log onto my computer like a minute before the show starts. That's when my show prep starts, a minute before the show starts. So I apologize. I should really do that before we get going here, but I hope you're all happy now. I'm here. Welcome, early chit chatters. We got some early chitter chatters in the chit chat room. Hello to About Blank, Chef Bone RD, guest, bunch of guest listeners, Ricera. Samantha Kelsey, Sicko Radio in the house. Is that just Sicko? And wait a second, your name's Sicko Radio. So that seems to imply that maybe there's going to be a Sicko Radio show? Dude, Sicko, bro. You should do a show, man. He says, LOL, I couldn't remember what my login was. But you put radio at the end of your name, dude. It makes me think that you should have a radio show now. Anyway, I think that would be good. Considering you don't call my show anymore, you might as well have your own. Who else do we have here? Technological Viking. Thanks for calling in last night, Tech Viking. It was great to have you on to help me interview or interrogate, I guess, Guts from Team Berserk. That was a fun show last night. Also, Vincent McConnell. Hey, Vincent McConnell. Another Vince in the house. It's Speaking of which, there's Vert. What up, Vert? And Canadian Glenn. Tube McJihad? Okay. And Flyover Territory. Hey, Eric from Flyover Territory in the house. Long time no see, man. Hope you're doing well. Okie dokie. Well, tonight's show is open lines. We can talk about anything and everything, although I do want to touch on some Anonymous-related material. Surprise. As you know, I have been very active on Twitter lately trying to help these folks hustle up letters of leniency to Judge Preska on behalf of Jeremy Hammond. And I personally have been just trying to pound all kinds of people that I think should already know about Jeremy and should have already have written on his behalf. And during the course of the last couple of days trying to help out with this Twitter storm or whatever you want to call it, I happened to tweet at WikiLeaks a couple of times to, you know, trying to get them, because, I mean, let's face it, you know, Jeremy Hammond is serving time for something he did involving WikiLeaks. Okay, he was responsible for a Stratford, allegedly responsible for the Stratford email hacks, and those are emails that WikiLeaks now posts. That he gave to he allegedly passed on to WikiLeaks, and they have since cataloged on their website. And I'm sure have raised money off of those emails and have gotten plenty of reporting and exposure from those emails. And I think that's the least they can do is to fucking tweet, you know, their followers or whatever, 2 million followers, and make them aware of Jeremy and his situation and try to help the kid out. I mean, after all, he was trying to help you guys out. He was trying to hook you guys up. I hope you appreciate WikiLeaks, those Stratford emails. I hope they're treating you well. And I'm glad you finally came around to tweeting about this. That's right. The day before signatures are needed to be mailed in. I mean, I think already received. Like, at this point, you're just faxing or emailing your letters to the attorneys to overnight, because they're going to print them all out and overnight them. So that's pretty much all you have at this point. And, of course, WikiLeaks waits till the last day to jump in. And what I thought was hilarious was they tweeted a couple of times. And just out of curiosity, I went down the list of retweets, and I saw more than one retweet from people who I had just days earlier urged to, to spread the word about Jeremy's letters of leniency, and they ignored me. But suddenly WikiLeaks tweets it, and they retweet it. So, whatever. As long as it's, you know, honestly, as long as it's just the word is out there, I don't give a fuck how it happens. It's the ends justify the means, right, people? Anywho. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the Jeremy Hammond thing. We had Sue Crabtree on last week to talk about Jeremy Hammond and get support going for their letter writing campaign. And she's going to check in with us a little bit to give us an update on where they're at and how it's going. She's, as you know, is the admin of she's one of the admins for the Free Jeremy campaign. I think it's freejeremy.net, .org, .net, .org. I don't know, one or the other. She'll tell you. But yeah, so she's going to check in with us here in a little bit. Also, I want to talk about the current incarnation of Anonymous. They are allegedly starting a new operation called Op Maryville, which is a campaign to raise awareness in social media and put pressure on Attorney General Chris Coster. I guess that's the Attorney General of Missouri. They want him to launch an investigation into the lack of charges against Matthew Barnett, despite a confession and evidence of his guilt, and they're going to promote this with action on Tuesday, October 22nd, on the streets at 10 a.m. They will be outside the Nordaway County Courthouse in Maryville, Missouri. They will have daisies in their hands for peaceful protest in support of Daisy Coleman. I guess that is our Jane Doe. How the fuck? Okay, I don't even want to know. I just don't even want to know. We already know the alleged victim's name. So I guess we don't have to worry about anybody revealing that, huh? No worries about any Jane Doe being leaked, huh? So yeah, so that's going on. People are getting jazzed about this. Other people, of course, already still feeling the fallout from that Op Steubenville or Op Red Rum or whatever the fuck it was. The Steubenville operation, people are still kind of reeling from. And so I think another high school rape case is probably more than most of this community can really stomach right now. I think the wounds are still open and sore from all the shenanigans and faggotry that ensued around Steubenville. But, I mean, hey, say what you will about the parties involved in galvanizing that campaign. We're still talking about Steubenville. They just had it. I mean, what was it, just last week? That grand jury finally brought out its first indictment of an IT worker there for the school district. So, again, people, hey, the ends justify the means, I guess, right? So, people are cautiously optimistic or pessimistic, depending on who you are, about this new operation, and I'm hoping to get some feedback on it. Should I care about this operation? Why should I care? I read the story, and it seems like these girls, I'm not saying they asked for it. Of course, nobody asks to be raped, unless you're a freak on the internet. But these girls snuck out of their house and snuck into an older boy's house, and I don't know. Of course, drinking was involved and stuff, so I don't know. I don't know all the particulars. I shouldn't jump to any conclusions. I don't want to get freaking hard and feathered like what's-her-name did. Who was it? Serena Williams, I think, made a comment about the Steubenville case and just people went nuts on her. Anyway, so there you go. And then everybody keeps bringing KY into this. I don't think KY has anything to do with this operation. I mean, maybe I'm missing something. I don't think he's the one behind it. I think he's still busy rapping and stuff. I don't know. That's part of the reason why this is my topic tonight. I'm hoping folks out there can edumacate me, because I need it, dudes. The show. Yeah, so that stuff's going on. Meanwhile, our government is shut down, allegedly. Yeah. I don't know. I look outside the window. The birds are chirping. There's crickets. There's a nice breeze. Seems like it was a couple weeks ago when the government was still open. So, I don't know. I think I'm good. Apparently, we're just running on bare essentials. Government is not totally shut down. I feel fine. Do you guys feel any different? Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay. I'll tell you what does matter is, man, me taking some calls and also hoping, oh, yeah, fucking the ninjas keep fucking multiplying. They're everywhere now. There's still not, although I found out there's still not as many ninjas out there as there are suicide girls yet. Apparently there's like 2,000, over 2,000 suicide girls. I just found this out the other night. Because Twitter and my Who Do Follow said, oh, you follow one of these suicide girls. Maybe you should follow this suicide girl. I'm like, all right, sure, why not? Boom. All of a sudden, three more suicide girls pop up. I hit all those. Boom. Three more suicide girls pop up. I hit all them. Three more. It was crazy. They're everywhere. Oh, man. Okay, I got a shit ton of callers on hold waiting to chime in here. So I'm going to take a quick break, screen all these calls, come back with people on the air talking about stuff. In the meantime, here's that anonymous, the audio from that anonymous Op Maryville video. Check it out.
Greetings, world. We are Operation Maryville. Two young girls have been raped in the town of Maryville, Missouri. Another high school football star, the grandson of a Missouri state official, has walked free. The people of Maryville turned their backs on these victims, and one family has been forced to flee the town. After they left, their house was burned to the ground. On January 8th, a 14-year-old girl named Daisy and her 13-year-old friend were both raped in Maryville. Evidence of this assault was captured on film. Daisy's unconscious body was later dumped into her family's yard, left alone for hours in freezing weather. One of Daisy's attackers was initially in police custody, where he admitted to having sex with her while she was under the influence. He claimed it was consensual. The hospital states the young girl's blood alcohol level was almost twice the legal limit, and they discovered 3 tears inside of her body, 2 to 4 inches in length. This suspect rapist is Matthew Barnett, a student at the University of Central Missouri. He's the grandson of Missouri State Representative Rex Barnett. We demand an immediate investigation into the handling by local authorities of Daisy's case. Why were the suspects initially arrested and then released? How was video and medical evidence not enough to put one of these football players inside a courtroom? What is the connection of these prosecutors, if any, to Representative Rex Barnett? Most of all, we are wondering, how do the residents of Maryville sleep at night? We have heard Daisy's story far too often. We heard it from Stephenville, Halifax, and Uttar Pradesh. In some cases, action meant nothing because it couldn't bring them back. Both Amanda Todd and Greta Parsons, girls not much older than Daisy, took their own lives after the adults, the police, and the school system failed to protect them. If Maryville won't defend these young girls, if the police are too cowardly or corrupt to do their jobs, if justice system has abandoned them, then someone else will have to stand for them. Mayor Jim Fall, your hands are dirty. Maryville, expect us. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Join us.
Join us? Wait. Expect us is supposed to be the last one. They fucked up. I'm always dubious when the anonymous videos fuck up the order of that shit. Yeah. I don't know about that. I just don't. I'm a little dubious. But what the fuck do I know? So there it is. That's the Op Maryville video audio. And so I'm going to be back in just a second with a non-sicko, somebody who's going by Docs9, a guy named Greg or Gregory, also some pre-recorded bullshit troll and more. But first, you know, I was having a bunch of tweet conversations today, and we started talking about the old days, like 2 years ago, way back 2 years ago, when it was still the summer of lulls. And I don't know, I got a little, I kind of got a little choked up, and it was fun to reminisce about the olden days 2 years ago. So I'm going to play a song that reminds me of that summer 2 years ago. This is Atari Teenage Riot with Black Flags featuring Boots Riley. Be right back.
Testify! You got 2 seconds! Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. You already know what it is. It's VITB back in this open lines tonight. Feel free to call in. Oh, my God. How rude of me. Feel free to call in 347-826-7667. We've got more people in the chat room now. I'll do a re-updated chat room. Big ups. Wow, I almost said it. Holy shit. Okay, really quickly. Hello, About Blank. I have no clue who About Blank could be, although, geez, he was complaining about content. Okay, who normally complains about content? No idea. No clue who that could be. Let's see. We have Becca-lina. Hello, Becca-lina. Billy Ray Bob in the house. Canadian Glenn in the house. Chef Bonardee, who was firsties, I believe, in the chat. Chub McJihad, Easy guest, plus a good bunch of guest listeners. Homer Bouvier, welcome, Homer. Kyle Barks in the house. Oh, brother. Talk about blast from the past. Man. Carl Barks is one of my biggest fans, folks. Watch out for him in the chat room. Liam Fuckitall. Hey, Liam Fuckitall, I don't know. You and some other dude were clogging up my mentions today about some brony shit, dude. Dude, I'm not a brony, all right? Seriously. I don't know where you're getting out of yet. Just because I have people like Lyris EBT Card and Homer Bouvier and Pony Toast around doesn't mean I'm a brony, right? I'm sorry, Lyris EBT Card is not a brony. My bad. Oh, how did I get it mixed up, dude? You have a brony. You have a fucking pony on your Twitter. How are you not a brony? Are you one of those self-hating bronies? Maybe that's what it is. All right, whatever. Hey, Melissa 13 in the house. It's like flashback night to 2011. I got Sicko on the line and Melissa 13 in my chat room. The only thing that would make this more weird is if maybe Mary Mad showed up, Ghost Pickles, Callista, and maybe Motormouth News and Urinon News. That's the only way this could be more of a flashback, I think. Who else do we have in here? Rissera in the house. Also, Russell League Radio. What up, Russell League Radio? I believe that's CNY Rebel. Samantha Kelsey in the house. Sicko, Technological Viking, Tinfoil Radio, brother. I has candies here, everybody. Watch out. You has Boger here, Vincent McConnell, and Vert. Thanks for coming out, everybody. All right, let's go to the phone lines. And I'm going to go first to our friend Sue from Free Jeremy for an update on the signatures. I'm sorry, the letter writing campaign that is almost over. Sue, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you? How you doing? I'm good. I'm doing great. I'm relaxing. I'm chilling. I'm in my happy space. I got a bunch of people ready to come on and say stuff. So I'm stoked. How are you?
I am awesome, and thanks so much for taking just a moment so that I can update everybody on the letter writing campaign. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no worries. Please, without any further ado, get us up to speed. I want to know what's up.
Okay, here's the tally for today. This is it now. We're at 192. So I am short of my goal by eight. Eight. That's kind of a little heartbreaking, eight.
There's still time, though, right? Because
these things are going to be overnighted
tomorrow, right?
They can be emailed to the lawyer.
Yeah.
Or they can be faxed to the lawyer, and they'll have them right away. So this is it, eight. Sounds like there's eight people in your chat room.
Yeah. If there's eight people in my chat room that have not written a letter on behalf of Jeremy Hammond to his judge, Judge Preska, I would encourage you to do that now. It's really easy to do. It doesn't have to be long. It can be a paragraph. Seriously, just whip it up really quick. You know, just make it, you know, honest from the heart and to the point. And you know, I think every little bit helps. And more than anything, I think it's a great morale booster for supporters, and I hope ultimately for Jeremy himself. I hope there's some way that he'll be able to recognize that people were speaking out on his behalf, and you know, to me that's more important than anything is helping to boost his spirits, regardless, you know, of the ultimate outcome.
And that's true. He is going to get to see the letters. The lawyers told me that he was going to get to see the letters. So if nothing else, I think after a year and a half in jail and several long stays in solitary, those letters are going to mean a lot to him. And if they don't help with the judge, although I'm hoping that they will, because we have 192, if they don't help with that, they're certainly going to help Jeremy. And I think at this point he kind of deserves some support.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially all these people that are telling me today, fuck Sabu. If you think fuck Sabu, then you should be writing a letter on behalf of Jeremy. If you're that passionate, you should definitely put your money where your mouth is. And it's not even money. It's just put your words where your mouth is.
Yeah, just seriously. Use your keyboard and type something up and, you know, just why Jeremy should be given time served. That's our ultimate goal, is to get Hammond home to his friends and family in Chicago. And it's just a matter of writing something up. Jay Lederman on his blog has a template that you can use to just write up a letter and send it off. Attach it in an email. You could send it to Jay himself, or you could send it to the lawyers. The address and the fax, the email address and the fax number is on Jay's blog. He's been really gracious in trying to get those letters to the lawyers and helping. He's been really supportive of the letter writing campaign. Crypto and Cupcake have gone out of their way to help with the letter writing campaign. Everyone has been awesome. Vert, he's the man for the support right there. So everyone's doing it. We just need some more letters.
Yeah, that'd be so awesome.
We could do this.
The last push, put it over 200. That'd be awesome. Because it was what, less than a week ago, you were at 30?
We were at 38 a week ago.
Yeah. So that's some progress. That was good. It's... Yeah, you know, a lot of these, that's the thing with the slacktivism, though, is these people wait till the last minute.
Well, they do. And there's another very big issue here that I need to bring to everyone's attention, that if we don't hit that 200 mark, I have to buy Jay Lederman a beer.
Oh,
this is,
yeah,
important.
Come on. This is serious business, folks.
This is some serious shit right here. I do not want to buy that beer. Okay, so if you won't do it for Jeremy, do it because I'm asking you. I do not want to buy that beer. I hate to belittle the effort, but this is vitally important. Sorry, I'm done.
No, by all means.
I'm slap happy. This has been a really long week. You wouldn't believe the effort in trying to get the letters that we've gotten. I think we've been really successful.
Yeah.
But we'd like to see a lot more than we have. I mean, we've got thousands of people out there that claim anonymous in support of Hammond, but we can't get those letters. And, you know, they can be submitted anonymously. The court, the lawyers will accept them. So it's not like you have to put all of your identifying information out there. Submit them anonymously. I don't care if you're Joe Blow. You can submit them if you just state the reason why you think that Jeremy, you know, has served enough time, a year and a half, or whatever. Don't send any nasty ones. We don't want those. But you can submit them anonymously. So there is no reason not to send the letter.
Yeah. And remember, people, we're not asking for the judge to declare him innocent, okay? He's already been sentenced. He's already admitted guilt. He's already served time. You know, people are not, there's no illusion here that he's somehow going to get off scot-free, okay? He's already paid a pretty steep price, as it is, for a white-collar crime. And this is a nonviolent crime, and he is seeing the potential of time that would exceed many violent criminal acts or drug, you know, drug dealing or anything else you could think of, pedophilia, all this crap, rape. There's people that have done violent shit that are getting less time than Jeremy Hammond is looking at. And I just don't think that's right. No matter where you sit on the fence, you know, these two cases, Jeremy Hammond and Barrett Brown, are two, if you could ever make an argument for potential political prisoners, these two kids could be prime examples, I think.
Yeah, I think they can. And I've seen murderers get 4 years in jail. And then remember that Jeremy originally stood to face 35 years to life in prison. He accepted a plea deal of 10 years. It was a non-cooperating plea deal. Because he took that non-cooperating plea deal, his sentence was raised because he refused to cooperate. It was raised by 5 years, is my understanding. So this man is standing by what he believes in. He did not profit anything off of this hack. This was not for personal gain of any kind. He believed in what he did. He stood by it. He spent a lot of time in solitary because he just is not ready to conform, I guess you could say. He is standing up for his rights and the rights of everybody else in jail. But he's been in there a year and a half. So I'm trying to figure out, like, how long is an acceptable period of time for an offense that didn't hurt anyone. Nobody was physically hurt. And let's not forget that it was all organized by the FBI. Undeniable. It's not something that the Hammond support people have just chosen to make up. It was orchestrated by the FBI with Sabu involved. So how long a period of time is long enough for Jeremy to be in jail? He's been in there a year and a half and would like to get out.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh, wow. It's crazy. I think, you know, we have a caller here who I think might want to chime in on this. He wants to go by Docs9, but I have a feeling that's not his real handle. What up? Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Docs9, did you want to chime in on
this? Docs9.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you want to chime in on
the
subject?
On Hammond.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I just completely forgot what you were just saying about sending letters.
Yeah. Have you sent a letter? Are you inspiring people to do so?
Mm-hmm. Am I?
Yeah.
No, because I don't think it's going to change anything. Not legally, anyway.
And you know what? You might be right about that. I'm not arguing that one bit. You may be right. But one thing I do know for sure is not sending a letter is definitely not going to do anything. So
I can see moral support for Jeremy Hammond, but I'm like trying to sway a judge's opinion that was actually personally connected to the Strapport attack is not going to work. Because,
and, you know, I appreciate the fact that you know that, because a lot of people aren't aware of that, and it's really great that somebody actually knows that, that
oh,
the
yeah.
judge's husband was directly, he was, in fact, a victim of that release of information. His email address was involved. A motion to recuse the judge was submitted, and it was denied by the judge. She refused to recuse herself. So he's absolutely right. She had no interest in recusing herself, and he, again, he's 100% right. I'm not sure what these letters are going to do, but I do know that with Jeremy having the opportunity to read these, they're great moral support for Jeremy, and like I said, no letters are definitely not going to help. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say what, you know, which way they'll sway any judge, but I do know that none are definitely not going to help.
Is it even legal for a judge to be in that position? Because I don't think it is.
It's for her to be in a position after
yep.
the conflict?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, according to her, no, it's perfectly fine, because she decides on her own whether she can recuse herself. It's stupid.
There is an appeals process to that. If the lawyers had chosen to continue, they could have filed an appeal. But it's my understanding from Jeremy that he opted not to file that appeal. I think part of it was that he was afraid if the appeal was denied, she was going to be even madder. And so I'm not really sure what the circumstances were that they opted not to appeal it. But I personally saw the evidence. I went through. I can tell you we compared Stratford clients to Judge Preska's husband's clients and documented and detailed every bit of it. There definitely was, you know, a big problem in that, but the motion to recuse was denied, and they moved forward, and I do believe in reading some of Jeremy's letters that was partly his choice.
I'm not a legal mind, and I'm sure I'm totally off base, but I almost think that, forget her husband, the fact that she is seeing over both Jeremy's case and Hector's case simultaneously, I feel like that is kind of a conflict of interest too, considering that one of the cases, the person is cooperating with the government. It, to me, that feels kind of weird too.
It is. It's very weird. And, of course, every time Sabu gets a stay from his sentencing, which he's not been sentenced, he's still out. And every time he gets a stay, someone else gets arrested. The time before his last one, I believe Cody Kretzinger was the one who was arrested. So, and this time, I don't know if he was involved with the most recent 13. I haven't seen the court documents on that yet. But every time he is allowed to stay out, someone else ends up in jail. So knowing that and watching how strong and tough Jeremy Hammond has been, I definitely think he deserves the support. And if that support is just by way of sending a letter, knowing that he'll read that, I understand that I'm a friend, and I understand, you know, that we have a relationship in the way of a friendship or family-type relationship. But if he can see these and this brings him some support, those letters are more valuable to him than they probably are to anyone.
Well, speaking of letters, we have one of the founders of the Op Pen Pal hashtag, and that is the artist formerly known as Anon Sicko. He now goes by Jess Sicko. What's up, Sicko? Welcome to the show. You're on with Sue.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound
Hello?
Great. What's going on, dude?
Okay.
How you doing, bro?
Not much. I hadn't called in a while. I figured I'd call in and see what's going on. You guys talking about Jeremy?
We're talking about Jeremy and this last-ditch effort to put us over the top, over 200 letters in this campaign. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on this?
You said you're 8 short. Give me a tweet, and I'll tweet it out, and we'll see if we can't get you 8 by the end of the night. That's pretty stupid. That, like, I don't know. I can kind of understand it. It's hard to ask the online community to. They don't always respond to letter writing campaigns and shit like that. But we'll see if we can at least get you eight. Like, if we can't do that, then we're doing a pretty bad job of these networks we have online.
Thanks, Sicko. I appreciate it. We're down to the wire on this.
Just tweet me a link and I'll tweet it out for you.
Thank you so
much. I mean,
much.
I've been retweeting stuff. It's just, well, no, it's not about people not being able to write. It's writing a letter is kind of a personal. It's a personal experience that a lot of people online aren't ready to commit to. Like, and I know it just seems like such a small thing, but that I'm telling you a lot. Like, this is the kind of feedback I got with some of the other stuff I've been trying to do, and it's just, I don't know. People look at it that it's really that it's really personal. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, the great thing is they can send the letters anonymously, and they will be accepted. So if that matters at all. Of course, the lawyers would like letters that have names on them so they can, you know, prove that they are legit letters, or I would sit here and write eight fake letters. But they're, you know, they will accept letters anonymously, if that helps.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's the first obstacle to overcome in trying to get letters from this community in the first place, is if they are motivated to do it, they sometimes won't do it because they want to stay anonymous. And I think some people will just shut themselves off from campaigns like that altogether. And I think other people just have other agendas, other things on their mind. You know, it was interesting. Like I haven't done any sort of Twitter storming of any sort for a cause in a long time. So it was just, I forgot how hard it is to break down barriers to get people to recognize stuff on Twitter. And you can hear it in Sicko's voice, how defeated he is when he talks about, when he's on this topic. You just hear it in his voice, how much it pains him to talk about getting, and now I have a little bit better appreciation for that, trying to help with this campaign. Because it's really just, it's frustrating when, say, you go down a list of WikiLeaks supporters and just systematically say, hey, John Cusack, you're a huge WikiLeaks supporter. Did you know about Jeremy Hammond? He also happens to be from Chicago, like you, and he helped out WikiLeaks. Bradley Manning's not the only dude that's leaked shit to WikiLeaks. You know, I know it's a shocker, but yeah, Jeremy did too. And he deserves just as much, you know, attention as Manning, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, he contributed, like, that website does a lot of business off of those Stratford hacks, all right? And they should feel, if anything, guilty about that at least. And the fact that it took him to the last day to take notice and to tweet about it is kind of disturbing. Better late than never.
What that was WikiLeaks has been under fire a lot the last couple of days, and that was WikiLeaks trying to.
When are they not? Come on, when are they not? Sure, I mean, that's what they were built for, to be under fire.
No, but it's been from supporters for the past week, we'll say. So this was a way to try to keep some of those bridges from burning completely. WikiLeaks has never gave two shits about Jeremy Hammond. The only time I've seen WikiLeaks tweet about Jeremy Hammond, it was followed by a WikiLeaks donation link. Not a link to Jeremy Hammond's legal fund, a WikiLeaks donation link.
Well, and I have to be honest regarding that very subject. When, if everybody remembers the time that WikiLeaks put up the red screen of death, I called it, where you couldn't even view the files unless you made a donation. And I was fuming mad over it. I'm like, wait a minute, we're paying for shit that Hammond is sitting in jail for. We've got to pay to view. And WikiLeaks came back with, oh, well, you don't have to do that. You just have to double-click twice. Well, who knows that? The red screen of death shows up, and you can't look at files that Hammond is sitting in jail for.
It was a lot more complicated than you just had to click twice. It involved disabling Java or what or some shit. It wasn't just double click. But the average user probably looked at that, couldn't get past it, and was turned away. So
then that's what happened. And when I tweeted out really pissed off about it, I was quickly blocked by several people within WikiLeaks, you might say, for saying that I don't think that's fair. Hammond is sitting in jail for these, and you want to make money off of them. That, you know, and they're like, well, our legal fees. You know what? Hammond has legal fees, too.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely ruffled a lot of feathers. That was probably the beginning of the end of WikiLeaks, of a lot of love that WikiLeaks had. They've definitely done things to stroke that further, but that was probably the beginning of the end for WikiLeaks.
Well, and you know, the other issue is there were 5 million, pardon me, emails leaked in the Stratfor hack, and most of those emails have not even been released by WikiLeaks yet. And when we were going through trying to find something in there that we might have been able to use in Jeremy's defense, we did contact WikiLeaks asking if we could somehow have access to the emails so that we could search them ourselves, and were denied. So
the age-old excuse for that is, well, if we leak it all right now, people will lose interest or whatever. Well, first off, that's not going to happen. People didn't lose interest in Cablegate. You know what I mean? People actually crowdsourced and went through every bit of Cablegate. What they should be doing is they should release a full one file with all of it, and then for the next however long it takes, highlight specific parts of it, and that's what they're going to talk about. But it's the same thing they're doing with the Snowden links, and the biggest excuse given is, well, we need to keep support, because if we drop it all now, people will just forget about it in a couple of weeks. And while that's a legitimate concern, I think not releasing all the information there's a bigger harm in that.
Well, there is, and there was information we felt that could potentially have helped Hammond's case, but we had no access to it. And knowing that, and knowing that they were dealing with attorneys, they could have released that information even to them, but it was not released at all. And so I think there's something like 1 million emails that were released, and WikiLeaks' excuses, well, we don't have enough volunteers to go through them. So, of course, we offered volunteers to go through them, and it was just straight up denied. And I think that given the fact that Hammond's been sitting in jail for a year and a half, that he's done quite a bit of that time in solitary, it would have been appropriate for them to offer some help. And I do appreciate that, you know, Julian Assange has, you know, given speeches and shown support for Jeremy, but it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's definitely been my issue lately, is that the community's changed, the online community's changed. So that's probably paying a lot into why Jeremy Hammond's not getting as much support as he should be getting lately. And the people who are still here from the old days and are still trying to be, like, in the front, people like Julian Assange, have all lost their fucking way.
Well,
yeah,
when the red screen of death went up for donations for Julian, I think I lost faith in the whole idea of WikiLeaks from that moment on, because it's like, well, we understand that Julian needs support, but I also understand that Julian is confined to an embassy and Hammond is confined to a cell.
Yeah.
And I think they're two completely different things. Julian is eating food that Hammond is not.
Yeah, and not to downplay the fact that he's restricted to this to the embassy at all. Like, I get that. I get he's not allowed to leave. But he's
just lady. I wish I could be held up. I wish I could hole up at the embassy and have everybody waiting on me hand and foot with it's like, no, bring the television camera crew to me.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
and I'll tell you,
he's got the best of both. I mean, he's a computer nerd, he's a hacker. Like, all he needs is a room and a connection to the internet, and he's probably happy.
Exactly.
And you know, the thing is, we all know how Jeremy is. I mean, Sicko, you know how Jeremy is. You've been around long enough to listen to the stories we've posted about him. But, I mean, even, for instance, in a countdown when they were, I don't know if I told you this last time or not, Vince, Jeremy did time in solitary because they were counting down before they entered their jail cells for the evening. Jeremy rarely sees the light of day outside. I mean, to me, I think I heard once that he was outside. And this is a guy who lived to be outside. Anyway, they were doing a countdown before they went into their cells, and as they were counting down, everybody was counting down their number, Jeremy belts out, "Let my people go," and ends up in the hole. So where he spent, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks, I can't even remember at the time. But he thought it was funny, "Let my people go," but he meant it, and now he's in the hole. You know, I don't see that happening if Julian Assange wants to get out in the out on a balcony and scream, "Let my people go." He's not going to end up in a jail, in a solitary. So there's a lot of limitations, and I think comparing the two is rather sort of silly. They're in two completely
absolutely
different circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the red screen of death was definitely highly offensive to me. Yeah, the red screen of death. Give us money for what Hammond is in jail for. And I don't mean to backtalk WikiLeaks because I do appreciate what they do. I do appreciate the occasion where Julian does mention Hammond, et cetera. But there's a little bit more to that. And Hammond put his, you know, freedom on the line to get those emails to WikiLeaks. And I think that they could show a little bit more support on their end.
And I think people forget how much information has been gathered from the Stratford leaks that we do know of. You know what I mean? Look how long WikiLeaks held on to they held on to the information that Stratford was in. Hammond was already going through shit before we figured out that. Like, no man should have to suffer the kind of charges and go through and sit in prison the way Hammond has had to. We're trying to show the world something, and then the world doesn't even get to know what he was trying to show. Like, what's the point of that?
No, and it's my understanding there's 4 million emails that haven't even been leaked, gone through or anything. They're still unavailable to the public. And, I think that this letter campaign does help to show Jeremy that there is support out there. We've done events for his birthday and put together threads for his birthday, and they were delivered to him. And I could tell you from his lawyer's report, he was so excited. He saw names that he recognized, and he's like, "I know that guy. I know this person. Hey, that's a friend of mine." And it brought him so much pleasure that they were hand-delivered to him on his birthday. And that's my main focus. Do I really think that they will sway the judge? No, I've been in the courtroom for her cases. No, I'm not sure they will. But I can say for certain that none won't help anything, and none won't help Jeremy. And after a year and a half, with much of it in solitary, and let me just also say, he has been banned from using the phone for 6 months. He's been had his commissary taken away for 6 months or a year, so he can't even go buy things from commissary that he may need. And Jeremy happens to apparently in federal prison they don't properly feed them because they hope you spend your money at the commissary. And Jeremy used to buy ramen noodles and tuna fish. That's what he used to buy. They took that privilege away from him. They took away his phone privileges for 6 months. He can't call anyone. So all he's got is letters. And that's all that's left. And
well, I mean, I think anybody who's been in jail or prison or gone through a lengthy trial and shit like that, they'll be able to tell you that sometimes the greatest feeling in the world is getting one letter of support. There's not really a whole lot that you can say. Even if you say that Jeremy doesn't or belongs in prison, say you think he's guilty, and that he should serve some time. There's absolutely no way you can justify the kind of sentence he's looking at. You know what I mean? So, sorry. That's reason enough to write.
It is reason enough to write. And at the bail hearing, when I had put up my mortgage to help get him out of jail, another person put up their mortgage to get him out of jail, and he was denied because he was worse than an online sex offender because he used Tor, and he could slip into an internet cafe and steal credit cards. The whole thing was really repulsive. It was sad. And watching Jeremy just mortified, because this is not a violent person. This is not someone who's ever done anything like that. And this is what the judge was accusing him of. And he knew at that moment that there was no hope for him to have bail, even though a lawyer was taking basically custody of him with ankle monitoring devices. He was not getting out of jail. And she was bent on that. Her decision was made long before we went in to court that day, and as soon as all arguments were made, she read off of her paper, which was a decision she had made before we went into court. It was totally a waste of time, and Jeremy was crushed at how he was, you know, being addressed. He was crushed. We all watched it, and most of us walked out crying. So any little bit, one little letter, one little, you know, it may be addressed to the judge, but it's about Jeremy. And if we can get letters, you know, even though they are addressed to her, he's going to see them. He needs that. So, you know, I don't mean to go on and on about it, but we really do need those letters.
No doubt about it. Only 8 more to go, and we eclipsed 200 people.
Right,
and
I was shooting for over 9,000 on this, but I'm settling at 200.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
The community's not the same community it was. I mean,
it's not.
Another problem that why people aren't writing to Jeremy is because they weren't around when those leaks and stuff happened, so they don't
They don't know who he is, what he's about. They didn't even, you know. That's why I asked today. I was like, do you kids even know why you hate Sabu? You know, it's kind of like people just come on, okay, automatically I'm going to supposed to hate Sabu, check off that box on my Anon spreadsheet. And I don't think they even know why they're supposed to. They know anything deeper than that.
They know he snitched, but they couldn't tell you, they couldn't tell you details of that. They couldn't tell you what actually happened unless they, like, read Parmi's book or some shit, you know? But even that's more research into the history and stuff than most of these kids have done.
It's this further evolution of this anonymous brand, which is why I kind of connected this tonight with this Op Maryville stuff, because this Op Maryville to me kind of it represents this this fleeting version of anonymous that's still out there, where it's like, not only are we moral fagging, but we've gone from politics. You know, it was bad enough when Anonymous got political, but now they're getting all social. They're you know, doing social domestic issues. You know, and that's where you start. You know, you just start losing people, because ego fagging beyond. You know what's next? You know.
And also, you know, a lot of people have said, "Why have you not been able to raise money for Hammond?" And they'll reference, well, for instance, KY has raised well over $60,000. The fact is, you're talking about two entirely different cases. You're talking about a group of people who support a rape case, not so much KY as a rape case, and he's decided to make himself a hero in that case. Where Jeremy, they consider, well, he's nothing but a hacker, and then they involve, you know, these credit cards. But what people don't understand is Jeremy didn't hack for credit cards. He didn't hack to go out and buy motors for his car or play online gambling like Sabu did. When those emails were offered as a purchase, to WikiLeaks. Hammond said this was never the deal. The emails were turned over for free to WikiLeaks, and Jeremy has never been about a personal gain for himself for anything. And, you know, he hates it when we raise money selling T-shirts for him. So he doesn't want his, doesn't like his picture on it. It makes him feel weird. All these things. He's a private person in a lot of ways. And people know, oh, well, I have to hate Sabu, but they don't even understand the reason why. And if they do, how can you not support the person who is sitting in jail under, you know, under an FBI organized hack? I mean, there's no denying it. It's in the court documents that you can find on freeanons.org. The document's there. The indictments, all of the court documents are there. The FBI doesn't deny that they did it. The FBI doesn't deny that the information was stored on their servers before they were transferred over to WikiLeaks. So at any time, the option to regain control of those emails and not have them released, that was there and was available. And Jeremy has very high values and believes that the public had the right to know. So I believe that the public should support Jeremy, just like Jeremy was trying to support the public, I guess. You know, I'm going to hop off my soapbox on this. There's a lot to this case and a lot of information that we've yet to find out. We found out Trapwire from there. We found out spying on, for God's sake, Bhopal victims, spying on PETA. There's so much information that's come out. Can you imagine what's in those other 4 million emails?
Dude, I'm sorry. I got distracted by a sweet-ass picture that Porno Puppy posted on Twitter.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking hilarious.
Takes badass picture, gets ass kicked by guy who owns the bike. Oh, dude, look at him. He's got a 420 patch on his leather. Is that a Leonard Skinner T-shirt? What the hell is he wearing?
Yes. Is that?
No, I don't even know what that is he's wearing. But he's got this this vest, this leather vest. You know, it's got this, I don't even know if that's really an anonymous, I think it might be Photoshopped on there. But it doesn't matter, dude. He's got a he's got a Guy Fawkes mask on there, a 420 thing, some other bullshit. Oh, he looks badass, though, dude. He does look kind of badass, though.
Do you guys have ADD, anything going on here you want to talk about?
No.
Is there some issue here?
No, I get distracted by shiny things. I'm sorry, Sue. Oh. But I thank you so much for coming on and getting us up to speed on Jeremy. And you're so awesome, and I'm glad that you pushed me last week to write my letter, because I think if you didn't nudge me a little bit harder after the show, I probably would have let it go and been like a lot of other people and just kind of forgot about it. And I thank you for getting me on track there. That was cool. That was a lot of fun, even though it was, felt like a lot of work. Even though it was just tweeting and writing, it took me like, I don't know, maybe an hour to write that. It's not that, and that was me like really trying to do something real and stuff. And people can, it doesn't even have to take 5 minutes, really, ultimately. So I think people should do it while they still can. And even if you want to stay anonymous, do it anonymously. It don't matter. Just get it out there.
I do appreciate it. And thanks for having me on to give this update. And I hope to give you another update very soon. And Sicko, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right. You take care.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Vince. Bye-bye.
There you go. Sue Crabtree, everybody, from Free Hammond. And speaking of Hammond, we're going to play some music by Jeremy Hammond. This is from his ska band group called Dirty Surgeon Insurgency. And this track is called Ska Factory. We'll be right back.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Very nice. High five.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rientro a cos'è insegnare un gran corso.
Finish him.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
All right. Okay, I'm back. All right, I'm back. Fuck, dudes. Sicko is still here with me. What's up, Sicko?
Not much, man. What are you up to?
Oh, nothing. We're getting ready to take some calls. You ready to take some old school Vince in the Bay open line calls?
Sure.
Okay, speaking of silly Negroes, let's go to the phone lines and bring on Nigger Christ. Welcome, Nigger Christ.
Hey, man, what's Gucci? How be?
It's going well, man. It's going very well. I'm getting spammed by your friend Rebel, dude. What the fuck? The minute you come, I get on my show. I get Twitter spammed by Rebel. What's that all about? What are you guys up to? Why is he sending me malicious links?
I said we doing 9/11 2.0, baby.
You're doing the online version of 9/11. You're distracting me while you fucking take down the internet.
My lawyer advised I don't comment on any more of that, man.
I know that you're in cahoots with the ninjas, dude. What's your role with the ninjas? Why did they send you here?
I'm not working with nobody. I'm the Black Messiah. I'm the savior of all mankind. I don't work. I don't choose no sides on none of that. But fuck KY9, but he's a little fuckboy bitch.
Dude,
his mama's
what?
Muff looks like that little monster off the honeycomb cereal box.
How do you really feel, though, bro?
That's how I feel. KY sucks. He's a dumbass fuckboy.
Okay, forget about KY. What do you think of Op Maryville? What do you think of this new campaign that Anonymous is waging on the internet?
I think that's going to flop, too. And I think, oh, what's his name? Some other fuckboy is going to rise up and come another fame fag. You know, it's just a circle, man. People want attention. That's why Anonymous sucks. That's why Anonymous always fails. You get some guy comes up in here who wants to be just as famous for Anonymous, but he also wants his own famousness, you know, get famous.
That's what's up.
I definitely think that's what it's become. That's what it's become about.
It's a damn shame.
It is, too.
And that's the question, though. That's the big question, though. What are the do we have odds on who the fame fag is going to be from this operation? Are there already odds on this?
No. I mean, with every anonymous or most anonymous ops, it's probably going to be a different group. But it's not going to be anybody that's already been here, and they'll do something to piss everybody off. And this shit happens every 6 months.
Hey, who knows? Maybe this is Cripsex time to shine.
Oh, no. You think it's going to be Cripsex? You think one of those guys is going to make it big off this?
Ah, just kidding. They're too busy trying to kill themselves to get anything done.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. So what's going on with Wrestle League, dude? I haven't heard from Wrestle League in a while.
I don't know, man. I've been sitting here. I'm working on my new mixtape. I'm trying to stay on Twitter. You know, I'm just keeping it real, you know?
Oh, my God. You poor guy, man. I saw you on Twitter today. You don't even believe, first of all, you've totally abandoned calling yourself Nigger Christ. You've just given up on that, which is...
Yeah, I figure that's just a magnet for them to come to me and not me
out.
Which is
a defeat. And you're okay, fine. So you went with Black Messiah. And now you have to abbreviate Black Messiah. And you can't even put a black person on your avatar. It's terrible. You have to put a Garfield character who's white.
Hey, my defense, John Arbuckle gets the pussy. It done took him 30 years to do it, but he gets the pussy.
Oh. That's so sad, man. What a sad state of the internet. That's what Nigger Christ has to get away with on Twitter. Man, dude,
same
Twitter
shame,
jumped
man.
The shark, dude. Twitter racist totally...
Racist-ass Jews.
Mole S-H-I-T.
Remember that guy? He deleted his Twitter account and then suddenly brought it back.
White people.
Yeah. He didn't get booted like you, though. How many times... Okay, Nigger Christ, how many times have you been suspended by Twitter? Can you even count them now?
Let's see. Do you mean like permanent suspension or just suspension
gets
undone?
How many accounts have you gone through under this persona?
Actually, let me check. I got a file right here with all that on me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is my 7th one.
Jesus criminy. That's dedication, man. That is dedication. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the phone lines. We got other calls, guys. Let's see who these other people are. I think I got somebody named Greg. Greg, are you there?
Hello?
Hey. Hi, Greg?
Excuse me? Who the heck is this?
No, this is...
What?
Unbent. Hello?
What is that? What do you want?
Are you a soundboard?
What's that? That's a Black Messiah, bitch. Don't shake that pussy for me.
I want to list the names, and I want to list the names right now. Congratulations, I just found out who you are.
Okay, you know...
And I'm the Black Messiah, I just told you, bitch.
When I find your goddamn ass, I'm going to beat the shit.
Okay, do you guys want the Skype handle of this person?
Man. I hate white people.
All right, let's take more calls, shall we? There's got to be a real caller in here somewhere. Let's go. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, Vince.
Call.
I would like to give a shout out to Canadian Glenn because he literally worships my pussy at the day. I would also like to discuss something in the crazy rules that you literally go apeshit about terms like literally, at the end of the day, in terms of and giving shout-outs. You're literally bringing the show down with those rules, and at the end of the day, I would like to literally
I'm not even going to give you 2 minutes. I just booted you from the show. I don't appreciate that. Like, I'm a benevolent dictator. I don't flash these rules in front of you. They're very simple. They're very easy to follow. And I adhere to them. And I deviate from the path. I've caught myself. And you notice I put myself on time. I'm perfectly willing to adhere to my own rules. Right? And I am a fan of selective enforcement. So if you get on my good side, we might be able to work things out. Let's try another call. Block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
This is Latka.
Who?
Latka.
Latka.
I want to talk about Off Maryville.
Okay, Latka, what about Off Maryville?
Well, I was discussing anonymous doing press release and manifesto and not hacking things. And at the same time, I wanted to discuss other things of Anonymous. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You got the floor. Go for it.
am I on air? Okay. Anonymous network, the Anon-Ops, has no hackers because it is being apparently server run by the FBI. I heard this from a legitimate source that the FBI is running the Anon-Ops network, and that is why Anonymous is more involved in social campaigns and not the hacking things.
Yeah, no shit. You know, people are telling me, I don't go around the IRCs, okay? But what I hear is whatever is purporting to be Anon-Ops right now is a ghost town. And I don't know if you noticed, but that Anonymous IRC today tweeted out that they were going to go dark, or alluded to that they're going to go dark. You notice how that corresponds nicely with Sabu coming out in potentially in a few days.
There were rumors that he was on that account too.
Oh, absolutely. I can confirm that. I can absolutely confirm that.
Ain't working with the Jews, man.
And AV Unit and Sabu could be doing that together. Who knows, Latka?
The sky's the limit at this point. You know what's going to be great is when Hector finally gets out and writes his book about this time frame that we are all not, that is all redacted for the rest of us. He's going to make millions off that shit, dude. Talk about Gucci.
He won't have to get out. They won't even sentence him because he's a cooperating federal witness, so there's no purpose for them to put him in jail.
Yeah, just like Brandon Darby, just like Adrian Lamo. You can go down the list, dude. There's plenty of snitches that keep on keeping on. And I don't
snitches get stitches, my nigga. Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, Adrian Lamo gotten stitches? Has Brandon Darby got stitches? Tell me.
I didn't say they got stitches.
They are going against hackers who don't do anything but just do like a DDoS, or they will not be happy.
Tell me how many times Anonymous has come back to shank somebody in real life. Come on.
How many times has that happened? A DDoS on me, and nothing happened because they don't know what a VPN is. So it did nothing. I was in their network, and they threatened me, and I said, come at me, bros, and they said, okay. They DDoS, nothing happened. Nothing happened at all.
Hey, is that Sue Crabtree that's still out?
No, she's gone.
What did you say?
No, Latka, never mind. That was Nigger Christ. He's trying to pick up on ladies. He's wondering about ladies online.
No, I did not hear what he said, so I was wondering what...
No,
what
go ahead. No, what you're talking about is way more interesting.
Okay, cool. So, the thing with the non-ops is there are so many feds on the network that if they threaten to attack Sabu, if they tell him, we are going to kill you, Hector, they're not going to do any damage to him because they have no muscle. They are hackers. They can't do anything. How many times do we see this? We see this all the time. They have threatened big companies, and the biggest thing was 2011, and that had no significance really. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. I have no idea. I wasn't paying attention. I just got tweeted some weird shit. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm dealing with something. Sicko, take over the show, Sicko.
What?
Sicko.
Am I muted?
You're not.
Okay.
No, it's you.
I wasn't sure if my microphone was muted or not.
No. You're like your sidekicko, dude. It's you, Nigger Christ, and Latka.
Okay, I just wanted to know if I was online, so I don't know. I can't tell when I'm on and when I'm not.
No. You'll know, because watch. Just listen. Here's an example. You're going to hear muted and then unmuted. That's how you know you're on.
Oh, I know. I wasn't sure if I was muted on my end, though.
There you go. Latka is now muted. Latka is muted now, and now I will unmute Latka so he knows he's back on.
Okay, I'm back.
Because I was reading Twitter.
Yeah, I'm reading Twitter too, man. I just got a tweet. Apparently the ninjas have a message for me. I'm going to upload that. But go ahead. Continue, Latka.
Okay. We were talking about Sabu specifically, And now he's going to get off scot-free. Department of Justice, they like him. They will use him for later hacking, too, because he has skill. We can't just sit and talk about Sabu being a terrible guy with hacking, because he was anonymous for a little while. He could do...
Sabu's
he could do all the hacks. So if he goes onto FNet and if he tells people, oh, I have this 0 day, I have that 0 day, they will be like, oh, we need this guy's help, and he will gain access, and then FBI agent Robert Smith, he will come and he'll break your ribs. And on the webcam, and you'll say, ow, ow, ow. We've seen this happen.
Yeah, well, look, most of the time, hackers and people like that, even activists in general, are brought down by snitches and undercovers. And it's pretty...
That's because that's the only window the FBI has. They have to arrest people and use them against their fellow... Because, okay, here's the thing. With drug dealers and with murderers, they have, like, a lot of guts. They won't tell on their friends in most cases. But hackers, they don't want to go to jail for 120 years, you know? So they will snitch on people. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're there. I'm totally listening, bro.
I'm totally listening, bro.
I just got a very... a threatening message from the ninjas. I couldn't tell what they were saying because there was too much gunfire. It sounded like they were trying to shoot me with machine guns. I really did. I felt like I was taking under fire. Do ninjas have machine guns? I didn't even know that was a thing for them.
No, they can only use various like tools, like a sword or like a ninja star. They can't do that. They can't use it's against code. They can't use machine guns. So they are faking it. They are using soundboard. You don't worry about that.
Okay, good. Thank God. That scared me for a second.
Don't be worried about that.
Okay, let's take more calls. Let's take more calls. Okay. Vodka. Stay right there. Okay. I think we have Homer Bouvier with us now. Homer, are you there?
What's going on?
This nigga Ben, I'll be watching Jay Leno again.
That's right.
Are you really watching Jay Leno?
Indeed I am.
Well, who does Jay have on tonight?
Some artist tonight. Sandra Bullock is just about to go off right now.
All right, great job. Thank you very much. Appreciate the update, Homer Bouvier.
I'll be calling back in for my tablet in a minute.
Magic Johnson's going to be on tonight?
Whoa,
Magic Johnson, he going to show off his AIDS?
I can't hear it. You have an audio that does not work very well. You have to use that.
Oh, sometimes it works. Well, trust me, dude. Watch what you ask for.
It's not. No, Vince. It's not your audio. It's the other audio. The other guy who was talking. I could not hear.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of better that way.
Fucking Mexicans.
Oh, speaking of Mexicans, let me bring on iHasCandy. iHasCandy, welcome to the show.
Hello, Candy. Are you there?
Is that Candy? Candy, is that you?
I'm still on the air right now.
Yeah. Homer, you're still there.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know if anything develops on Leno, but we're trying to take more calls.
All right. Well, actually, Leno just got off the air right now, so I'm going to be calling back in with my tablet.
All right.
So, yeah. I'll call back in a minute.
You said iHasCandy is here?
I thought he was. Let me see. Hang on a second. Hey,
he said something about him not calling in tonight.
Yeah, he said he was not calling in, but you said he was here. I don't know.
Who called in?
iHasCandy said he did not want to call in.
Oh.
He said he was self-destructive.
Yeah, that sounds like iHasCandy.
Okay, we lost Homer Bouvier. Did he rage quit? What happened?
Who rage quitted?
I don't know.
Oh,
that Jay Leno motherfucker can stay gone.
Oh, I see what you're talking
fucking
about.
Fucking brownie ass nigga.
Jay Leno's chin. He needs a smaller chin. It's too big.
Hey, COG, I'd rather you not propagate my chat room with links to YouTube videos of KY Anonymous. Can you please refrain from doing that? I don't know if you just saw the video. He just YouTube. He's blasting YouTube videos in my thing, my chat room. And that last one, that last King White Anonymous video, he just posted. Not cool, dude.
How come we are on subject
of
KY Anonymous anyway?
Yeah, I don't
know. What are you talking about?
Well, we just saw it. I got distracted by an awesome picture of him. He was making a very cool. Somebody made a meme out of it, trying to make fun of the poor guy. I mean, he was just on another. Wait, he just did another interview.
You know what his problem? You know what his problem is? He says he is anonymous, but he would do anything to make sure that people talk about his name and his face. That is what his thing is. That is why he got banned, because he is a fame fag.
Exactly. He's a fuckboy. He wanted to be famous for all his stupid anonymous-ass bullshit that he didn't even do. And he wanted to get his name out there. Fucking fuckboy-ass nigga.
Anonymous. He should have joined Look At Me. That's a new agency he make. It's called Look At Me.
Fucking bitch-ass nigga. I hope he goes to jail. He gets raped and nobody gives a fuck about him to try and help him out of it.
No, nobody will help him getting raped because they will be too busy with all the other Anons being raped by Sabo. Then, when Sabo is not going to get, he's not going to get raped like everybody else. Everybody else will experience rape and not Sabo. So there you go.
Huh.
These are the
hey,
facts.
Hey, so how do you know all this? What makes you say all this? What are you basing this off of?
About Sabo, because it's self-explanatory, you know. His sentencing has been delayed like 6 times. Every time he tries to get sentenced, they're like, no, you don't get sentenced. You sit here for 6 months and you tell us things. So it doesn't matter how many times they say, ooh, he's going to get, you know, sentenced here and there. And they'll keep delaying it because, to put it simply, the FBI really just needs him. They are lost without Sabu. Because Hammond, for example, we were talking about Hammond earlier. You know that he would not have been caught without Sabu, right? That was all a thing from him.
I understand that.
So if Sabu is a great asset to the FBI, then what reason do they have to put him in jail and get rid of him? He can't use computers in jail. He can't use Anon-Ops or Twitter in jail.
Dude, I just want a T-shirt on Twitter.
You want to what is on
yeah.
it? Is it?
Yeah, somebody just tweeted me. There's this person called Anon, Anarchival. The Twitter handle is Anarchival. I've been following.
You know what it
person.
Will be? It will be like the mugs from your Anon news. You won't get it.
I don't know. I saw
you
the
will,
ninjas have
you
mugs
will sit
now.
There for 2 years and you'll say, give me my shirt, and you go, I've searched some stupid.
Oh,
person.
Should they make that certain extra large?
1 second. Let me just do something. Someone's texting me stupidly. I'm trying to talk
right,
on radio.
Take care of that, Latka. Hey, 347-866-667.
I just muted it. Okay,
yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yeah,
there
no.
we go. I just turned that off so they can't text me anymore.
Cool. Okay, great. Thanks, Latka. It's been. Hey, Latka, are you on Twitter?
I can have like a Twitter that's related to Latka if you want.
Yeah, where is it? Let's hook it up, man. I want to. Well, I like to tweet out like who's called my show.
Let's make a good Latka Twitter. We'll be used for this. I can talk to you and we can do cool things.
Yeah, Latka, absolutely. Please, by all means.
Okay, 1 second.
All right.
I won't buy me a mug
and write Mercedes Hay for Pussy Juice on it. That's what I'm going to do. Drink my morning coffee out of that shit.
Hey,
so,
dude.
Sorry, I just wanted to say something really fast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hang on a second.
I've got to put Nigger Christ on time. Hang on. 2 minutes, Nigger Christ. 2 minutes. I forgot why, but it doesn't matter. Go ahead, Latka.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say while I sign up with this Latka Twitter account, like if you want to change the subject on whoever you want to talk about, and then you guys can, like, kind of build the discussion, then when I have it set up, I can, like, come in with my opinion.
All right, you got 20 minutes. We're going to go to the phone lines. We've got people on hold. Go ahead. You're on the air. On the screen. You're on the air. Who's this?
Is this me?
Yeah, that's you. Hi. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Is Latka a Jewish woman or a man?
What?
Latka, are you Jewish, man or woman?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Well, Latka is a Jewish potato pancake.
Well, that no, no, I'm
not. You're a potato.
It's a name. It's a name that I have. Did you say I was like pancakes? I'm from Chester.
Yeah, Alatka, L-A-T-K, or, yeah, K-E, is a Jewish potato pancake.
No, L-A-T-K-A. I am from Chester.
Doesn't matter. It's a fucking Jewish pancake.
Okay, well, whatever you want to say about it, you're going to be wrong. You are going to be wrong every time I tell you that.
Male or female?
I am male.
Well, you sound female.
Well,
he's effeminate sounding. There's a lot of people that are effeminate sounding.
It's
I just had.
You sound like a Russian female.
It's an interesting fact for you to try to bring up, but like I said before, you are not correct. Who am I speaking to?
I don't know. Who?
This is Becky from Indy.
Oh, Becky from Indiana's here. Yeah, that's Becky from Indiana.
Oh, no, but is she not like a person on Twitter?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
I am.
It's like Becky and Indy, I think it is, on Twitter. Yeah, she's the thing, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I didn't know. I don't know who I'm talking to. Okay, that's...
Well, you want to trust me.
Do I want to trust you for what?
No, you want to know who I am. Trust me.
Why that is because you can give me free coupons to the store?
Because you're a Jew?
Well, because I think coupons look cool, that's why. Because I look at them and I admire them.
What the hell?
Right. Hey, we're back. I put Latka and Becky in the green room, and I thought we would visit with our associate producer, Jihad. Jihad, of course, works behind the scenes here on the Vince of the Bay Network. He's responsible for all the infrastructure that you see here. Everything behind the scenes is all done by Jihad, and very rarely does he pop in to actually say anything, because usually everything that happens is self-explanatory, but every once in a while he pops in and has to tell us what we did wrong. We fuck up on the show all the time, dude. You don't even know. Actually, you do know, Sicko. I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm going to bring on Jihad, Associate Producer Jihad. Are you there?
Hey, Vince. I'm here. There's just so much work to do behind the scenes that I rarely get a chance to come on the show. So I'm glad to have a couple minutes here to relax and Jebron with you fellas.
Right on, dude. Well, right now it's myself, Anon Sicko, Nigger Christ, back off timeout.
Nice. That was the only thing I think you did wrong tonight was put him on timeout.
Yeah, I know. I accidentally dumped him too. Nigger Christ, that was an accident. I didn't mean to hang up on you. I hit the wrong button. My bad.
Wow.
Nigger Christ, are you there? Are we on speaking terms? What happened? Are you there? We lost him. Oh, well.
Oh, wow. This is just unacceptable.
I know, dude. Whatever. It's almost over. We got like 13 minutes to go.
So what are the highlights of the show? Let's see. A lot of people talk shit about KY Anonymous, duly earned by him, of course. Jeremy Hammond, Sue Crabtree really wants you guys to get him letters, so... If you're on Twitter, I'm sure you've seen some of the tweets about Jay Lederman and his blogspot and blah, 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 send mail now, do it, et cetera. What else was there? Let's see. Oh, fuck Sabu, right?
That's pretty much it.
Am I missing anything?
No, that's pretty much it.
What do you think of this Oppa Maryville thing?
You know, I really don't know any of the details yet, but I did hear you guys talking about how, you know, there's likely just going to be some other name fag, if not KY Anonymous, trying to head up this quote-unquote e-investigation. So, yeah, I mean, we probably should take, like, a betting pool on who we think will be this next name fag. Fame fag.
Yeah. I think that should be a running poll. Just until it really kicks into high gear, and there's a clear cut winner I think that should be
right. Yeah, because it's anyone's game at this point, you know.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, I mean, they could do it right this time. There could be a potential need for people in general to get involved in the case. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just.
Definitely not. I mean, sure. I mean, it's good for, you know, this kind of thing to, you know, get light shone on it. I mean, I feel the same thing about Steubenville. But, I mean, we definitely don't need another KY.
Wrong way to do it.
Right.
We've been doing it wrong the last couple times of this situation's come around.
But it's also kind of a new thing. So at the same time, it's a learning experience. And for some people, it's just another way to scam money. So, I mean, it's also a learning experience for scam artists.
Am I on?
Oh, you're on, nigga Christ. Welcome back.
Hey, what's Gucci, man? Hey, Vince.
Oh, no,
yeah, don't
man.
Hang
this
up
is Jihad.
My...
How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, how it be? Yo, Vince, that's some bullshit hanging up on the Black Messiah like that. It takes me like 5 tries to call in here. My goddamn Skype fucks up every time.
Yeah, it's my bad, dude. My bad, bro.
I mean,
he didn't mean it. I can tell you, I saw the controls on the Switch. They're kind of new. I just set them up last week for Vince. He's still getting used to it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, goddamn shiny. He's got to make everything confusing.
Yeah, yep. The Switchboard's totally revamped. You did a great job, though, man. It's much sleeker, much more interactive. He totally juiced up.
I mean, I try to provide you with what you deserve, Vince. And you deserve the best.
Yeah. Amazing work. Our associate producer, Judy John, everybody, let's give it up for him. Come on. Yeah. Shit, man. We're getting very dangerously close to being done with the show and doing, like, final thoughts and all that bullshit. But before we do that, let's check in with Latka and Becky from Indiana and see how their little romance is heating up.
People
Latka,
still
are you
yelling at each other?
Latka, are
okay.
you there?
Yes, I am still here. I couldn't tell if I was here or not, but apparently I'm.
Oh, you are here now. Trust me.
I'm here now.
Hello. What was going on with you and Becky, bro?
She was telling me that I am a Jewish person. I said I'm not that. And then she said, yes, you are. You are.
Why? Do you hate Jews?
Something.
Wait a second. Do you hate
no.
Jews?
No. She called me a pancake.
That's racist.
Dude, are you
anti-Semitic,
bro?
Wait a second. Latka, okay. You specifically said that you like coupons. How are you not Jewish?
Because I don't use them for the price. I use them because I like the look of them. I look at coupons
so
and I
you're
think, wow,
so Jewish that you don't buy stuff
paper.
And you enjoy the thought of sales?
I like the look of the paper that the coupon is printed on. It feels like
but
a magazine.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Latka. I have nothing against Jews at all. And the only thing worse than the person that hates Jews is a self-hating Jew, and
if
you need to come to terms.
If I was a Jew, then I would admit that, oh, I am Jewish. I would be proud of that faith, but that is not... Anyway, she was calling me a pancake. I said, I'm not a pancake. Then I imitated Sicko. I said, you're so stupid, he's so stupid, everybody's so stupid, thank you very much. And then she said, you are a pancake. You are a pancake, she said. I don't even know what that means. Can somebody tell me? Vince, are you there? Can you tell me what it means to call someone a pancake? I don't get it.
A pancake? Well, you didn't name yourself Latka. I mean, come on.
It's with an A.
A potato pancake.
And I have a last name, you know. It's Ross.
That's right. I'm on live right now with Jihad and Latka. If you want to join us. Oh, and Nigger Christ. That's my line of sight. Jihad and Nigger Christ.
I would not defend it because I am not Jewish.
Can I talk on my own show, Latka? Do you mind?
No. Yes, you can. Sorry about that.
Best rapper alive, baby.
Latka, 2 minutes.
Two minutes. What do you want us to do?
Shut up. Just shut up. God. Oh, man, I'm so glad this show's almost over. Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm just let's center ourselves, people. We can make this. We're going to do this.
Deep breaths.
Let's go ahead and go back to Becky now. Becky, you mad, bro?
Yeah, I'm mad that you keep muting me. God damn it.
Hey, you got to roll the punches. I mean, tied up the lines. We can only take so much anti-Semitism from one girl from Indiana.
He pretty much put me in the green room as soon as I started to talk. So, whatever.
You're right. And I apologize for Vince's actions, but I don't know. Sometimes he has to shake things up. He was probably hoping that you two would have ended up cybering in the green room or something.
And he could listen and fap vigorously with his tears.
Right.
Wait a second. Homer Bouvier is telling me that that Becky is a thing with Pony Toast. Well, are you cheating on Pony Toast?
No. The bronies love me. Pony Toast has a really big thing for me. Like he's
really?
Love.
Well,
How big?
Well,
you know,
it's at least
here.
4 inches.
Well, Homer's here. Homer, you're on with Becky. Did you want to reiterate something?
Once I thought that Pony Toast and Becky were a great item together.
What the hell are you watching, dude? Are you watching porn?
No, he's watching My Little Pony.
That's exactly
I'm
what I'm
kind
of porn. Even though I have never seen My Little Pony.
I'm watching Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's acceptable.
I don't even know what that is, dude.
Well,
I
that big ponies.
Oh my God, this is devolved quickly.
It's falling apart, Vince. You gotta.
I know.
Devolved
Thank
as soon as you
coagulate.
Said those little girls maybe deserved it because they got drunk with other high school boys. That's when it devolved.
What? What are you talking? Hello.
Yeah, hey, KY, fuck boy.
Okay, yeah, Homer, I'm gonna put you back on mute. We're gonna do final thoughts and get it the fuck out of here because this is not acceptable. Okay, final thoughts. Let's start final thoughts with Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, your final thoughts.
Alright, first off, Blame Messiah, best rapper alive, dropping next mixtape December 31st. All y'all, be ready for that. Second off, KY's a fucking bitch and he can't rap, he ain't shit. Blame Messiah.
Right on. Becky, your final thoughts.
Well, you started off your show by saying that I'm not saying those girls deserved it, but they snuck out of their parents' homes and got drunk with some boys. So that's what happened. And I think that maybe you need to rethink those thoughts.
Is that exactly how... Is that a direct quote? Can you directly quote me on that?
The beginning is a direct quote.
Guess what? I was just trolling, bro. You mad? Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay. No, I'm just kidding. We're not taking any more calls. But I am going down the line here. Latka, your final thoughts. You're off timeout now.
Yes. Okay, hello. Are you there? Okay.
Yeah.
Just before I go, I want to do one more thing, if you don't mind. I would like to imitate as my final bit, Vince in the Bay. Hello. I have a radio show. Listen to my radio show, VinceInTheBay.com. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Latka. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Homer Bouvier. Homer Bouvier, your final thoughts. Homer. Hello, Homer. Is this thing on? Homer. No. Okay. Well, fuck it, you're gone. Man, we're almost there. Jihad, final thoughts.
Well, Vince, it was great to hear Sue Crabtree on the air. I'm really glad that Jeremy Hammond is getting any support, you know, in general. And I just want to go back and say Adrian Lamo is a snitch. Sabu... let's just say that I think somebody said something about anonymous organizing, rapes. I think, was that what you guys were talking about? Or was it not? Whatever. Yeah, you know, you get what I'm saying. They deserve to be raped, if anybody does. Rape culture. Great show, Vince, aside from the one Jew.
Right. You know, hey, it happens, dude. You found us in a good night. Only one Jew tonight. One token
That's
Jew.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if there were two or three, I might be happy. Glam.
Oh. All right. Okay. So, Anand Sicko, final thoughts.
No, man. Take care. I'll see you around.
That's it? Nothing? You don't want to promote anything? You don't want to say thanks to anybody? You don't want to, like, nothing?
No.
Is Ma there? Does she have any final thoughts?
Do you have any final thoughts, Ben?
No. Have a good night, y'all.
Nope.
Very well done. All right. Well, so be it. That's it. I'm Vince of the Bay. Oh, wait. Let's try Homer one more time. Homer. Are you there? Homer? Homer. Are you there? I can hear the TV in the background. Go ahead. Homer, are you there?
Yo.
Hey, final thoughts. The show's almost over, dude. Final thoughts.
Death to ninjas, I guess.
Did you say death to ninjas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a nigga. You're a nigga.
I just want to also say that Ghost from True Capitalist Radio is start craving mad. Going on a doxing spree.
Again? Right now?
Yep. He just started up a True Capitalist Twitter now, claiming to have doxed some people. He just started up a dox spin on Pastebin now.
Hey, y'all, I got one more final thought. Chelsea Manning, if you out there, when you get out of jail and you lose that penis, hit me up, baby.
I'm going outside.
Okay, that's going to go really, really, really well with my demographic. I appreciate that. And one more person. Hey, just snuck in. 347 number. You're on. Who's this?
This is Jeff. What's up? What's up, buddy?
Jeff, show's almost over. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts is Hammond needs to die. He needs to die in his own puke. He needs to die while he's laying on his back. And he needs to die while he's choking on his own puke.
Cool story, bro.
Right on, dude. Thanks a lot. I have candy. Until next time, everybody, catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. Until next time, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. Also, I have a blog. It's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. You can read my letter to Jeremy Hammond's judge. And that's it. Peace out.
See my letter to Jeremy Hammond's bitch.
Dude, what the fuck?
Step, don't step up, we let the dragon release. 20,000 guns salute.
Get rowdy like you got a substitute. The cut, look. Shut your mouth, don't pollute. On me a damn motherfucker, shit we trying to recruit. 20,000 guns to loot. Get rowdy like you got a substitute. The cut, look. Disaster, the filthy rich bastards wanna milk your ass faster. Asper, no salvation coming from the damn pastor. Old ladies play canasta under rooster crack plaster. Little kids out in the trash for discarded Dutch masters. Dead timers on mirror walls. Homeless kids taking baths up a gas station urinal. Just the system can't cure it all. If everybody had a job, this high guy you should fall. 100 million neck slash. So these bastards can make sure that they check cashes. Let's get massive. Wage struggle as the rest left. Who just how we gonna overthrow they bitch asses? Yes. We whip passion from the force as we make it tight and ignite the flames of taking over daily life. Make it a right to have food, friends, and homestead. And back bail won't ever cut your phone dead. We own it for these businesses that love paying minimum wage. Ain't gonna let you take their shit and let you show in the game. And if you do it by yourself, they gonna put you in a cage. You in a rage? Please meet me on the same page with a 20,000 guns to loot. Get rowdy like you got a substitute. This blood for new. Shut your mouth, go for loot. On me a damn motherfucker, shit we trying to recruit. 20,000 guns for loot. Get rowdy like you got a substitute. This blood for new. Shut your mouth, go for loot. On me a damn motherfucker, shit we trying to recruit.
Thank you very nice.